from LPM.
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
From Louisville Public Media.
Support for this podcast comes from KTC Building, seamlessly blending the classic character of older structures with 21st century amenities and technologies. Residential and commercial remodeling projects of any size. Details at KyleThompsonCompany.com. I'm Jonice Franklin.
And I'm Amina Elahi.
And this is Here Today, a podcast about Louisville's changing West.
When I first heard about the redevelopment, I was like, okay.
We have to move because they turned them down. They're rebuilding.
So we are doing relocation in three phases. There are less than 100 families there now.
Packing up 20 years is just something.
So what happens once the redevelopment begins? Who gets to move back?
The redevelopment of Beecher Terrace. It's the biggest of the big four investments coming to the west end of Louisville because it's part of a plan to redesign the entire Russell neighborhood. Officials say that'll require $200 million. That's on top of the more than $30 million they're getting from HUD as part of a special program that funds this kind of project.
It's honestly going to be one of the most visible developments as part of this wave of development that's going into West Louisville. Just simply because of where it's located. And not only is it close to downtown, it's also on the 9th Street Divide, which we've discussed. It's really going to be impossible to miss.
All the buildings on the 31-acre site are being demolished. Some already have been. The work's being done in phases, and some people could be moving back in by fall 2020. The project has to be done by 2023. The whole thing sits right on 9th Street between Jefferson and Muhammad Ali.
Until they started tearing it down, it was these sort of low, you know, red brick buildings, barrack style. And now it's going to be something still not, you know, vertically enormous, but more modern, better amenities. In a sense, it's sort of like the entry into West Louisville. And so it's almost like wanting to make a good impression to people who are headed further west. You know, it's not just that they're taking a building and replacing it, but that whole stretch of 9th Street is actually going to look quite different once the new buildings finally go up.
Right around 1940, Louisville started building two major public housing projects. Clarksdale for white people and Beecher Terrace for black people. Beecher Terrace opened in 1941. Named for Reverend Henry Ward Beecher, who was a white abolitionist and the brother of Harriet Beecher Stowe, who wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin. When it was first opened, Beecher Terrace was praised for offering modern conveniences like indoor plumbing and electricity to families who never had them before. But that was almost 80 years ago. And in the decades since, the buildings haven't seen a lot of updates.
If you've been inside one, you know, it is barrack-style housing where the walls are concrete block. The layout is not very functional. And there are just environmental concerns with some of the building materials that were used at the time.
That's Lisa Osenka, head of the Louisville Metro Housing Authority.
These units are functionally obsolete.
But the story of Beecher Terrace is not just a story about buildings. It's a story about people.
When you're in such a close-knit place like Beecher Terrace, you build these kinds of long-lasting connections and trust of one another and support, like looking out for one another, calling to check in or knocking on each other's door every day just to make sure you're still here, you're still with me, all right, just checking on you, need anything.
That's State Representative Attica Scott. Her district includes parts of Russell. And she grew up in Beecher Terrace.
You know, the kids going to the park or the corner store, the parents hanging out with one another, playing spades until all hours of the night or morning, going to Sunday school together, getting baptized at the same church. There's a lot of that just richness in growing up in such a close-knit area.
She lived in Beecher Terrace first with her parents, then later with her grandmother, surrounded by extended family.
My mother's mother and then my granny, my father's mother, tons of family around me. And of course, they had friends. I knew their kids and they knew my family. And to this day, the families are still connected.
And of course, when she heard about the project, she had a big question.
What happens to the folks who are living there now? Where will they go?
We asked Lisa Osenka how the whole relocation process works.
One of the promises we make is that each family will have at least three choices of where they want to move.
These options could include other public housing sites or vouchers to rent from private landlords. Former Beecher resident Gina Houston loved the first place she saw.
They gave us choices, whatever year we wanted to move. Yeah, they gave us somewhere where it was available, and this is the first place we saw. And my daughter said she loved it. She kept asking me, do you like it? Do you like it? I said, I like it. Then finally, I said, yeah, let's look at it. The second time I checked it out, I said, yeah, this is where I want to be.
She and her daughter, Jasmine, now live in Park Duval. That's another public housing project that was redeveloped using federal funds. The housing authority paid for their move. They really like their new place.
This one is a little bit bigger. And at the old one, when you come in to the front door, you had to go up some steps to get to the living room and then steps to get to the bedroom. So here it's a little more convenient. You don't have to go up no steps as to come into the living room. So they made it easy on me.
They're all still getting used to the new place. Gina's trying to figure out how many buses she'll have to take to the grocery store now. And Mort, the family cat, is getting used to the carpet.
You know, he's smelling. He don't smell his scent in the carpet. And he wouldn't go upstairs. He wouldn't first step. He wouldn't go no further. So I've been laying his toys around on the steps so I can kind of get him up there. He wasn't up right today. I saw him first time today. He was up there.
Gina says she's open to the idea of moving back someday, but she really hopes to stay where she is. Same thing goes for Attica Scott's granny.
So my granny just got moved out in December. So she had been there my entire life. And so I was very concerned about where she would go because she's 91.
Unlike Gina Houston, Attica's granny did consider all three of her options. And she's really happy with the one she chose.
She loves it. I mean, her kitchen is the size of my living room. It's huge, huge kitchen, hardwood floors, big bedroom, nice bathroom. She's living the life.
Of course, when you're moving people out of an 80-year-old barrack-style housing development, it's probably not a big surprise that they like their new place better. But even if everyone who moved away did want to come back, there wouldn't be space for them at Beecher Terrace. The Housing Authority says everyone who's displaced from Beecher, who wants to come back, will have a place. But when you look at the math, it's clear that place won't necessarily be at Beecher Terrace. Okay, bear with us for some numbers. The original Beecher Terrace had 758 units.
758.
All of them were for low-income people. They paid 30% of their income to cover rent and utilities.
So if they do not have any income, then it's set at zero.
That's Lisa Osenka,
the executive director of the Louisville Metro Housing Authority.
That's 758 units.
758.
All for low-income people. The new Beecher Terrace will only have 448 units for low-income residents.
448.
Where will the rest of the people go?
All 750-plus units have to be replaced either on-site or off-site.
Off-site means other places throughout Louisville. So it's not possible that everyone who wants to return to Beecher will be able to return to Beecher.
The Housing Authority and Lisa Osenka talk about this idea of one-to-one replacement, which means that if you lost your place in Beecher, you'll have another place. But the nuance to that is that the new place may not be at the new Beecher Terrace. So in essence, they're not making anyone homeless, but they're also not necessarily giving anyone their old home back.
The rest of the 172 rental units in the new Beecher will be what's called market rate units. That means they basically function like any other apartment. They're not set aside for low-income folks, and there's no financial assistance to rent them. It's hard to predict just what the new demographics at Beecher Terrace will be because no one knows how many former residents will move back or who might move into the other subsidized units or the market rate units. What we do know is that for the first time in Beecher's history, some people are going to be paying full price to live there. The problem with that is that Beecher Terrace has developed a certain reputation over the years.
Keith is from Beecher Terrace. a housing project in the west end of Louisville, Kentucky, where around 1 in 6 people cycle in and out of prison every year.
Some of that reputation could be offset by a name change, which is on the table. A group affiliated with the redevelopment has been taking submissions from the community for a new name for Beecher.
Essentially, they want to reflect the history and character of the community, but there's a chance that Beecher Terrace could no longer be Beecher Terrace once it's rebuilt.
We're going through a naming process right now. The community had a meeting to narrow down the submissions. And so now that is going to, we're going to narrow that down. It will go back out to the community for voting to see what they want to have it named.
Could it stay Beecher Terrace?
Yes.
It could?
Yes.
The thought of a new name drew mixed reactions from the folks we talked to. Here's Gina Houston.
I think it should have something new. Yeah. With the newbie, I think it should have a new name. Unfortunately, I couldn't come up with one.
Representative Attica Scott disagrees.
There have been a lot of folks who wanted to remain named Beecher Terrace because of its history and connection to the abolitionists. And so if the people who have grown up here or who still live in or who have been recently moved out want it to remain Beecher Terrace, then let it remain named Beecher Terrace. If you think that white folks won't move to the new development because it's named Beecher Terrace and they have their own preconceived notions about what that means, then we go with the people who do want to come back. And we go with the people who do want to live in Beecher Terrace.
The bottom line seems to be that things are definitely changing, and the people who return will be coming back to a new Beecher, one with some shops and commercial properties on the first floor. They'll have an electric car charging station in a zip code where about half of households don't have a car. Will it still feel like home?
Maybe it needed to be done. Like, maybe Beecher did need to be taken down and rebuilt. But I think what we're wondering at this point is these people are being displaced. And for some of them, it might seem good and it might be good long term. But it's just hard to know what their futures hold because there isn't going to be enough space for all of them in the new Beecher. And that's like, maybe some of them, like you guys have said, like maybe some of them don't want to come back. But what if they just got moved to a new place that's worse, or they end up not liking it, or they miss home?
Or they're further away from everything they know.
Yeah.
Like, what if you're further away from not only like your favorite grocery store, but your doctor or where you work or where your kids go to school? All of that plays into your everyday life.
Yeah. It's not fun to be uprooted, even if you get upgraded. You know, it's still hard to do that for at least some period of time. And ideally, you adjust. But I don't know. I just worry, I guess.
Yeah, I do too. Because even if you're one of the residents who gets to return, you're probably not going to have all the same neighbors that you have been with for many, many years. Your
right.
community is a little different.
Right. Like a few years ago, I drove past the house that I grew up in, and the people who live in it now, who I don't know if they're the people who bought it from my parents, but they put up a fence and it looked nice, but it like really upset me. I was like, how dare you put up a fence around my yard? You know, it's just that feeling of like, just because you rent somewhere doesn't mean you don't have ownership
right
over the place you live.
Right.
Especially if you have a community there.
You develop a closeness that can't be denied. It can't be taken away. And, you know, when I think about the times when I was aware that my family was struggling, or even, you know, as an adult when I've struggled financially, I think about how much it meant to be able to call on people when you were in need, and how much of a realness that creates between you. Because you need one another in a different way, and you're able to lean on one another in a different way.
Here Today is produced and reported by Amina Alahi, Laura Ellis, Jonice Franklin, and Kaylin Jackson. Our theme song was composed by Kojin Toshiro. Website and data reporting by Alexandra Kanick. Special thanks to Elizabeth Kerrigan for photos and to Ben and Sarah Carter for workspace. You can support Here Today by clicking the link in our show notes and making a one-time donation. You can learn more about the show and follow news and events in the West End at heretodaypodcast.org. From Louisville Public Media.